You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, now that the opening series is behind us, it's time to look at what's going on moving forward with all of our wonderful baseball teams, including the Anaheim Angels, or I should say Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Alden Gonzalez, who, of course, covers this team every single day. And, Alden, we need to talk about pitching. And, unfortunately, we need to talk about the problems that the pitching is having. And this is not what we wanted to see. Andrew Heaney on the disabled list with tightness in his left forearm. So how many alarm bells are going off within the Angels organization right now?
Many, Allison. Anytime a pitcher has a forearm issue, you know where the first thought goes, and that is to Tommy John surgery, which would obviously end Andrew Heaney's season. The good news for the Angels, though, is that after he came out of his Tuesday start, they did an initial clinical exam and then a follow-up MRI, and they both stated that his ligament, meaning the ulnar collateral ligament that gets replaced during Tommy John surgery, is fine. Right now, it looks like the injury is more muscle-related, which is why they deemed it the flexor strain. So the Angels are hopeful right now that with just a little bit of rest, maybe kind of some of the muscles around his forearm will loosen up, and then Heaney could start playing catch again, start getting off the mound again, start pitching again. They're going to give it at least a couple of weeks and see what happens. But, you know, you never know with these things. In August 2014, when Tyler Skaggs was placed on the disabled list, they deemed the injury very similarly, and then he ended up having Tommy John surgery. The Angels and their fans and everybody around baseball obviously hopes that that is not the case with Andrew Heaney, who is a bright young pitcher who really seemed like he was really coming into his own, similarly to Tyler Skaggs a couple of years ago. So the Angels can just hope and wait that all he needs is a little bit of rest, but they're not going to know for sure for a little while.
Yeah, it's just looking at the rotation, the depth chart, it's shrinking. clearly, there are reinforcements in every organization, so there will be pitchers that are taking them out on an everyday basis. So where do they go from here? Who do they slide into the rotation? How does that shake out?
Well, we talked about it before, Allison, and, you know, the Angels rotation began with 8 starters at the start of camp. C.J. Wilson, as of Monday, had not been cleared to even play catch yet, so he's still got a while left. Jared Weaver will probably make his regular season debut on Sunday at home against the Rangers, but we all know about the velocity issues that he's been dealing with these last couple of years, especially this spring. Tyler Skaggs is in AAA right now. I think he's starting on Sunday. He's going to go 4 innings. Obviously, he still needs some work in coming back from Tommy John, and there's obviously going to be a learning curve there. So, I mean, you're looking at probably Nick Tropiano, who is another, you know, young starting pitcher who seems like he's ready to take his turn every 5 days. But it looks like Nick Tropiano will probably start on Monday in Oakland, which is the first time the Angels will need a 5th starter this season. But right now, Allison, the Angels just have no safety net. They have really no margin for error with their rotation. And, you know, I know it's only 2 games, but they begin the season being outscored by the Cubs 15-1. And then they have this happen to, I think, their legitimate number 2 starter. It's not the way they wanted to start their season, Allison.
Yeah, so we have to talk about Jared Weaver. And, I mean, he sounds like, I mean, the quotes that I'm reading, he sounds like he's getting tired of people talking about the number 80 as in 80 miles per hour, which is what his fastball is clocking in at. But it is a fascinating phenomenon to be watching this thing unfold, because he is 100% sure that he's going to be able to be effective in major league games coming up when he reenters the rotation. How are you feeling about that?
I think it's great. I mean, that's Jared Weaver. I mean, that is what makes him Jared Weaver. He is defiant. He is unwaveringly confident no matter what. And, you know, he always believes that he can get hitters out because he knows how to pitch, and he does. And, you know, he really does feel like he's going to get back to being the guy that he was. Now, whether or not that's true, that remains to be seen. I mean, history would not tell you that he would all of a sudden go back to throwing 86, 87, 88. But that's what continues to drive him. And, you know, these athletes, they got to compete against the best in the world, and they need to find an edge somewhere, and they're all driven in different ways. And I think Jared Weaver's always been driven by his confidence. He's always been fueled by people who may be doubting him. And, you know, one thing I give Weaver a lot of credit for is he is, without a doubt, one of the best competitors that this Angels organization has ever seen. And he will pitch hurt. He said earlier in spring that 80% of the pitchers in baseball would not have pitched through what he's pitched through these last couple of years. And a lot of people on the Angels have kind of confirmed that that may be the case. But he still goes out there. It's got to be demoralizing for him. It's got to be maybe in some ways embarrassing for him that he rears back and it's just not there. And he's throwing 80, 81 miles per hour. And, you know, he's become, you know, one of the best pitchers of his era has become kind of a punchline because he's not throwing hard anymore. And I know that drives him crazy. And he still has this utmost belief in himself and he's willing to go out there with that kind of stuff and challenge the best hitters in the planet. He's not going to take any time off. And, you know, we'll see how effective he could be this year. Obviously, he's going to get a lot of money from last year before free agency. But I think you have to respect his attitude, the way he goes about it. You have to respect kind of his courage to still believe that he can be that guy. I think he deep down really feels that responsibility. And I think teammates admire him for that.
Yeah, let's talk a little offense. Not that there's much to talk about. Not a wonderful two games, but I'm kind of curious about Albert Pujols. He did not have any hits, so maybe I shouldn't be saying how does he look, but how is he looking and feeling just overall, regardless of the 0 for 7?
He's fine. He looks fine. I talked to him recently. He doesn't want to play first base right now, not because he doesn't feel like he can't do it, but because he doesn't really want to. He wants to take it slow early on in the year. He wants to feel it out with his foot. You know, on any given day, he could return to first base or DH. But, you know, he said he has said since the start of spring training that he's more willing to take his DH days now, and he understands the importance of being in the lineup. And it's not just Albert. Mike Trout and Albert Pujols combined to go 0 for 15 with 5 strikeouts in those first two games. I mean, granted, look, they're facing Jake Arrieta, who won the Cy Young Award, and they're facing John Lester, who many think is poised for an even better year this season. Albert actually said that he saw the ball really well against Jake Arrieta, and he felt like he hit good at bat. So, look, I mean, the Angels aren't going to do much when Albert Pujols and Mike Trout don't produce. When they go 0 for 15, their offense is obviously going to stall, but I don't really expect that to continue to be the case moving forward.
Yeah, no, I call this overreaction week because everybody gets, like, way too excited about, you know, there's been this crazy home run surge that's just gone through baseball. And then, you know, people would, like, say, oh, is it too early to panic about the, you know, the pitching or whatever's going on? I think that maybe it might be time to panic about the Padres' inability to score even a single run. But for everything else, I think that things are going to even up a little bit. So,
think that Trevor Story is going to finish the year with 300 home runs, though. So
that would be something.
That will,
you know,
play out.
He's doing this, and he's not at Coors Field yet. So I'm a little getting very interested to
maybe
watch 400 him play.
Maybe 400 home runs.
Yes, exactly. I think that would be a record.
Maybe.
All right, Alden. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.